ووصيتي لنفسي ولك, and my advice to myself and to you. And this is the way of Ahl al-Ilm. They advise themselves first and foremost, and others. And this is wasiyyah. And the plural is wasaya. Awwalan, first and foremost, أن تكون من الغرباء الذين يصلحون إذا فسد الناس. That you be from the غرباء, the strangers, those who rectify when the people have corrupted. SubhanAllah. First advice, he's calling him to be upon manhaj. The first advice, look at that, that he's advising his son to be firm upon the truth, to be upon the correct methodology, to be a stranger, to be upon sunnah. Because when you hold on to tawheed and sunnah, you're going to be a stranger, without doubt. When you hold on to the Quran and sunnah, you're going to be a stranger. And being a stranger, the Prophet ﷺ said about the strangers, طُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاء, glad tidings to the غُرَبَاء, glad tidings to the strangers. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ, in two wordings, إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ, when the people corrupted, they rectify themselves. And another wording is, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ, those who rectify what the people have corrupted. So there's two wordings, that they rectify what the people have corrupted, and they rectify themselves when the people are corrupted. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ, when the people have corrupted, that you rectify yourself. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ, they rectify what the people have corrupted. They rectify themselves and others. They rectify themselves and others. And the Prophet ﷺ said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا, Islam began as a stranger. وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا, and it will return as a stranger just as it began. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاء, so glad tidings to the غُرَبَاء. And also in some of the wordings they say that طُوبَ is a tree in paradise. So that will be for the strangers, those who adhere to the sunnah and keep away from bid'ah. وَمِنْ حَدِيثِ ابْنُ عُمَرْ عَنِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَأَ. So began as a stranger and return as a stranger as it began. This is the first advice Sheikh Zayd gave to his son, to be as a stranger. قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنِ الْغُرَبَاءِ, who are the strangers? قَالَ النُّزَّاعُ مِنَ الْقَبَائِلِ, they are the tribes. They are the distinguished tribes, نُزَّاع, portions of the distinguished tribes. So when you go to a masjid and you see, mashallah, people from all different countries, and they're upon one path, نُزَّاع مِنَ الْقَبَائِلِ, and they are the strangers, upon one sirat al-mustaqim, upon one aqidah, upon one sunnah, upon one methodology. It doesn't matter which qabila they're from. Could be that they are from Africa or Asia or Arabia, it doesn't matter. Could be they are from Europe, they became Muslim. Could be that they're from America and they became Muslim, or African American, it doesn't matter. نُزَّاع مِنَ الْقَبَائِلِ, from the signs of the saved sect, from the strangers, is that they come together even as different tribes. They come together upon one methodology. They are strangers. They are غُرَبَاء. They rectify what the people have corrupted. When the people have corrupted the deen with shirk, with bid'ah, with superstitions, khurafa, and disobedience, they rectify that. And they clarify tawheed. They clarify the sunnah. And they clarify the evil of bid'ah. So he said the first advice is أن تكون من الغرباء. Wallahi, that's a beautiful advice. Be of the strangers. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ, those who rectify themselves when the people are corrupted. إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ, or when the people become corrupted. الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ, الَّذِينَ يَفِرُّونَ بِدِينِهِمْ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ, in another word, those who run with their deen when the fitan comes, when the trials and tribulation comes. And in the word in Tirmidhi, the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, إِنَّ الدِّينَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَرْجِعُ غَرِيبًا, the deen began as something strange and will return as something strange. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. So glad tidings to the strangers. أَلَذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. And that's the wording that I mentioned, which mentions مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. They rectify what the people have corrupted. That wording is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. And also in al-Tabarani, who mentioned from the hadith of Jabir رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet ﷺ said, قِيلَ وَمَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And who are they, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ حِينَ يَفْسَدُ النَّاسِ. They rectify at the point when the people are becoming corrupted. They rectify at the point, which shows us, because حِينَ, يعني, it shows us there and then. They're not slow to clarify the truth to the people. They clarify there and then. Means that they are apparent clearly upon the truth in all time, in all situations. Alhamdulillah, Allah blesses this deen to be upon clarity, to be clear upon its true sense. And that is that deen with the ulama, that deen with the people of guidance. So that is a beautiful particular wording, and also you find similar to that wording from the hadith of Sahal and Sa'ad, na'am, using that same wording. And also you find Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, na'am, from the narration of Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَطُوبَ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْغُرَبَاء إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. Similar wording, where they all said, na'am, glad tidings to the strangers. And another wording also from Imam Ahmad and al-Tabarani, the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, طُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاء, glad tidings to the strangers, he said, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? وَمَا الْغُرَبَاء? He said, قَوْمٌ صَالِحُونَ, that they are a people who are salihun, righteous. SubhanAllah. They don't belittle sins. Even though they say that bid'ah is worse than sins. Just as Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, who died 161 Hijriya, he said, bid'ah is worse than sin. Why? Because a person may repent from the sin, but not necessarily from the bid'ah, because he thinks he's doing good. So, they don't belittle sins, even though they see bid'ah as worse. And we have statements of the Salaf, who used to say that, I see my son coming out of a brothel is better than I see him being with the person of innovation. And he mentioned who he was. So being with innovation is worse. It doesn't mean that they Salaf belittled sin. Of course they see sins as destructive. بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The qulub become blackened, become covered with ran, yani covered. They can't recognize the truth. So they don't belittle sins. Sins are destructive. How many nations were destroyed because of sins? Many nations were destroyed because of sins. And we mentioned in the stories of the Prophet by Sa'di, rahimullah, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud and Ad, and that they were destroyed because of their sins. So we don't, sins are evil, and sins we should keep away from, and we should not belittle them. The Prophet ﷺ said, the person, the believer, is the one who sees his sin like a mountain ready to fall on him, and the hypocrite sees his sins like a fly, he brushes it off. This is how the difference between believer and a hypocrite. We don't belittle sins just because we say that bid'ah is worse. Because the Salaf used to say that, it doesn't mean that we see sins as something which is easygoing and doesn't matter. And this shows you the lack of understanding of some of those individuals who think that the Salafiyun, Al-Athar, belittle sins. No, don't belittle sins. We're scared to fall into sins, because sins are destructive. And it may be you won't come out of that sin. And it may be that you slip because of that sin. Because of an evil sin, you're not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want the guidance of Allah. We don't want to fall into sins. But Ibn Adam is khatta', wa khayru khatta'in at-tawwabun. All of the children of Adam, kullu ibn Adam khatta', all of the children of Adam sin. And the best of those who sin are those who turn into repentance. So the first advice is to be of the ghuraba', the strangers, the saved sect, the 72 that are threatened with the fire. are heading for the fire if they don't turn back, if Allah doesn't forgive them. But the one that is saved is the one that holds on to the way of the Rasul and his companions. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. And in other wording, al jama'ah. Being upon the truth, even if the people were to abandon you.